Plans for the free D-Link shuttle were adjusted before getting final Dallas City Council approval. Transportation Committee Chair Von Seal Jones Hill.
Ms. Grayson very wisely brought up the fact that the shuttle did not stop at the sixth floor museum.
The route was slightly altered to create a stop at the museum to accommodate the large crowds expected in November for the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. Todd Plesko with DART says D-Link service will start November 4th.
And we will have special sort of branded bus stops, so when a person walks up to the bus stop, they'll know it's that special downtown shuttle. The actual bus will have elements of pink in it, like the old Hoppa bus.
But it won't have bunny ears like the free pink buses that rolled through downtown in the 70s and 80s. D-Link buses will run 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. They'll loop through and around downtown, the Arts District, Victory, Dealey Plaza, and the Museum, the Omni Convention Center Hotel, and across the Jefferson Viaduct to Bishop Arts in Oak Cliff. John Crawford, president of Downtown Dallas, Inc., says Dallas is playing catch-up.
We've kind of been behind the times in terms of having a connector or a shuttle, but don't forget that we're not behind the times in terms of all the other routes that DART has. So all of this is connectivity to send the right message for people to come on down and have fun.
DART's Todd Plesko says DART studied successful free downtown connectors in Denver, Philadelphia, and Long Beach, and closer to home, Molly the Trolley in Fort Worth. That's been a free downtown connector since 2009. D-Link is a two-year, $2.5 million free shuttle pilot program. The City of Dallas, DART, and Downtown Dallas, Inc. are splitting the cost. BJ Austin, KERA News.